The question was asked, how do we reconcile this idea that if I'm yelled at, then obviously I deserve it. But wait a second, the guy who's yelling at me, he's going to have to pay a price in heaven for that. By what right is he yelling at me? By what right is he shaming me publicly? Doesn't he have free will? The answer is he does. So this brings us to another concept, which is discussed by Rav Sadia Gaon. The Radak quotes it in Shmuel. And the concept works as follows. The Torah says, Hashem says to Moshe, Hinecha shochev im avotecha. You will be put to rest with your forefathers, meaning Moshe Rabbeinu is told he will pass away. Vekama amaze vizana acharei Elohei nechara aretz. This nation will arise, and then they will be unfaithful to me, God says, and go after the gods of the nation of the land of Israel, of the peoples of the land of Israel. So wait a second, don't we have free will? God's saying we will sin, but we're supposed to have free will. Right? Hashem says, I'm giving before you life and good, death and bad. Choose life. That means I'm giving you the choice, right? So how does God say the nation will sin and serve idols? Where's our free will? When David HaMelech, when King David sins with Bathsheba, so he is told, Hineni mekim alecha ra'a mibeitecha. I will make evil come out from within your own home, David, and your own offsprings will rebel against you. You did it in hiding. I will do it in public. I will punish you, God says. So wait, what about Avshalom's free will? God declared that David would be punished from within his own home. And Avshalom ultimately lived up to that prophecy. He did that. But what about Avshalom's free will? Right? So the idea goes as follows. In heaven it is decreed that this will happen. God does not decree who will do it. In that Hashem says, I leave it up to you. Hashem didn't say, this generation or that generation will be pagan. Hashem said, the nature of man and the nature of the Jewish people is that they have a Yetzer Hara, and that makes it very hard to live up to. And now they will ultimately sin in this. Which generation would sin? That's up to us. Every generation could say, it won't be me. God tells David, I will make evil rise from within your home. It didn't have to be Avshalom. That's why the Navi says, Avshalom hetziv lo yad. Avshalom made a monument for himself, so to speak. He made that monumental decision to be the one to fulfill that prophecy. It didn't have to be him. Could have been a different son of David. Could have been a grandson. Could have played itself out in many different ways. In every prophecy, Hashem leaves multiple interpretations so that the prophecy can play itself out in multiple ways. That's where our free will exists. So if in heaven it was decreed that I have to hear someone yelling at me, telling me A or B or C, that doesn't mean in heaven it was decreed it would be this person or that person or the next one. So to speak, in heaven there's a potential left open. This person needs to be yelled at. Who's going to fill in the gap? If it wouldn't happen there with this person, it would happen a day later with someone else. Like the Talmud tells us about Pappus and Lilianus. When the Romans executed them, so the Romans said, we know you're innocent. Why are you guys giving yourself in? They were giving themselves up because they knew that the Romans would kill the whole town. So they said, we did it. We know the princess was killed. We did it. They didn't really do it. And everyone knew they didn't do it. But in doing that, they saved the whole town. So the Talmud says they answered the Romans. God has so many lions, so many bears. He's got many wild animals. He also has Romans who could kill us. If we're meant to die, so we're going to die now. If not by you, we would have died at the hands of the bears or the lions. So the idea, I think, that the Magen Midubin is saying is everyone has free will, but we do not have free will to hurt someone else. If that person is not decreed in heaven to get that hurt, then we can't hurt him. We can make a choice to hurt, and then we will make an attempt to hurt. But in heaven, they match things. Like it says, Ani varash nifgashu. Hashem makes it that different meetings happen. We see this also in Torah. Ki pol hanofel. Why does it say ki pol hanofel, the Talmud says? when the faller falls off the roof and then kills someone, right? So the Talmud says from the 6 days of creation it was decreed that this person would fall. That was already part of God's plan in informing the world. But wait a second, what about his free will? And his free will, right, that's God's job to make that all work.
But then it means that a sinner is eternally bound to exist.
Lo avanti?
It means that a sinner is eternally bound to exist.
Oh, that's a good question. Why is he eternally bound to exist?
Because there will always be decrees decided by heaven. Like, for example, that the generation after Moses would sin.
The generation of?
After Moses.
Of?
After Moses. After Moses. Moshe. Moses.
Ah, yeah.
That
there will be a generation that will sin.
So there must be a generation.
I don't think I can answer that in the time frame we have now. Let me think for a second if there's a short answer. Will you be here Thursday? So let's talk about it Thursday, okay?